man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold grind. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn.
Welcome, everybody. You're tuned into the Trump Phenomenon here on April 3rd. 2019. I'm your host, James Kelso. The show is live. Your voice is live if you call in at 800-313-9443. And let's get ourselves updated here on the last 24 hours of the Trump phenomenon. And by the way, if you appreciate the service that's provided here as a Republic Broadcasting Network, headed by John Stadtmiller, reflect that in helping the network out. And that's what I urge you to do. I used to say send in contributions to this show to help this show stay on the air. But now I say, don't do that. Send your contributions directly to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Keep this show on the air that way. To help in that enterprise, put a note in to your contribution saying, hey, I'm a Kelso listener, and or I appreciate the Kelso show in the RBN offering. And as Michael Rivero says in the ad for RBN, this is a model that works. The Minnesota Public Radio makes it work. I listen to that all the time up here. National Public Radio makes it work. Public Broadcasting System, PBS, makes it work. So, and we desperately need that. We need a model for financing and funding that will work. And having the listeners who appreciate the shows contribute to make them possible, that's a very simple, straightforward model. But it requires your participation. It requires that you've listened to these radio fundraising things for NPR and Minnesota Public Radio, and they work. And people just need urging, reminding. It's a little bit annoying, but it's necessary so that you'll get that envelope out and put a stamp on it, get your checkbook out, write a check, stick it in the mail, and there you go. Or the credit card, and go to republicbroadcasting.org. Look for the various ways that you can contribute. Pick one, do it. All right, let's look at the, where should we start tonight? The president's been tweeting away. But not too many tweets today. Today is, I've never seen a day with so few tweets. So there are only three so far. He tweets about the health care package that he's going to put out. And he tweets about the border. And he repeats, this is the drumbeat of the last 2 weeks. I'm going to close the border if necessary. He says, Congress, this is his most recent tweet 11 hours ago, Congress must get together and immediately eliminate the loopholes at the border. If no action, the border or large sections of the border will close. This is a national emergency. And it's so obvious, folks. I mean, the people who see. Now, I don't know how much. I don't watch CNN or MSNBC or CBS or ABC. So I don't know whether they're showing the hordes of people swarming into the country. Are they? I don't know. I see it on Fox, but that's a different cat, Fox Network. And if the American people are seeing these hordes of people, I mean, thousands upon thousands swarming into the country, if that doesn't wake America up, if I have to put the important caveat in there, if they are seeing that, but I assume they are. How can the lamestream media hide it completely? I guess they can, really. They can do anything in that avenue. But the if the American people see this and are not mobilized into action by just the sight of that, that's a sad, sad situation. That reflects a lack of will to survive, which Donald Trump said was the crux of the matter. Do we have the will to survive? Well, the speaking of Fox, I saw a headline yesterday, and I didn't set it aside. Somewhere there's a headline here about Tucker Carlson's show has ratings so much higher than MSNBC and CNN. Let me see if I can't find it. I'll just look really quickly through the stories at Breitbart. That's where I saw it. Here's Newt Gingrich saying to Trump, "I strongly urge you not to shut down the border. It would truly be a mess." I have to look into that article, see what Gingrich is talking about. Well, I'm not seeing the story, but the good news is Fox's ratings are soaring and the lamestream media ratings are plummeting. Yeah, I'm not seeing it. I should have set it aside. And here it is. Here's the show. Here it is right here. You're going to like this. This is John Nolte writing this, one of Breitbart's really best. Tucker Carlson's Fox News show earned more viewers last week than all of CNN's primetime lineup combined. This has to be a bitter pill for CNN. For years now, the far-left network has done everything in its power to bring Tucker Carlson down. By any measure, CNN has conducted what can only be described as a straight-up deliberate demonization campaign. CNN has also participated in the effort to have Carlson blacklisted by advertisers due to his right-of-center political beliefs. Since the fake news outlet cannot beat Carlson in the ratings, it is hoping to drive him off the air through McCarthyism. Obviously, this has backfired in a big way. Throughout all of last week, CNN's primetime lineup averaged a limp 2.4 million viewers. While all on his own, Carlson averaged 3.5 million viewers. 2.4, 3.5. Here is the specific breakdown according to Nielsen. Anderson Cooper had 810,000 viewers. Chris Cuomo, 875,000. Don Lemon, 789,000. This means that Carlson not only beat all three of these left-wing hacks combined, he beat them by a cool million total viewers. Although the numbers aren't yet available, my guess, says John Nolte, is that you could easily add Jake Tapper's weekly average and or Aaron Burnett's weekly average, and Carlson still comes out on top. Carlson usually humiliates CNN. But last week was a turning point for the anti-Trump network that went all in pushing the Russia collusion hoax. For 2 years, CNN flooded its network with one fake news bombshell after another, and a narrative that assured viewers that the Mueller report would be the end of Trump, that impeachment was right around the corner. CNN was certain Mueller would come through with some ginned-up allegation against the president. And so for 2 whole years, CNN baited its viewers with this nonsense. And when Mueller failed to come up with the goods, those viewers fled in droves. MSNBC is having the same problem. And CNN's ratings humiliation shows no sign of going away. On Monday, Carlson got 3.1 million viewers, which again beat the Three Stooges combined. Cooper, 791,000, Lemon, 882,000, and Cuomo, 973,000 combined. Wolf Blitzer got only 688,000 viewers. The numbers for Jake Tapper, the far-left anchor, who colluded with disgraced former FBI Director James Comey and colluded with disgraced former CIA Chief John Brennan to launch the Russia hoax, could only snag 626,000 viewers. Folks, do you realize how good that news is? This is a nation of, well, we don't know how many people are here, do we? That's why the census, the upcoming census is so important. And that's why the demon rats want to sabotage the census. So we won't know how many illegals are in this country. We won't know how many people who aren't citizens are in this country. But let's just go with the number 320 million. We'll humor ourselves with that. And, you know, under a million viewers? Under one out of 320? That, you know, folks, you think back to the days of network radio and television in their heyday. You would have, there were radio shows in America when we only had 150 million people in the country. There were radio shows with 30 million listeners. That's right. And when there were only three networks, ABC, NBC, and CBS, back in the 60s, there were far more than a million viewers when the country had about 200 and some million people, 220 maybe. Tapper was hired to anchor the 4 p.m. hour to be the all-important lead-in that launched CNN's entire night. The once-respected newsman has turned into a total failure and turnoff, a neurotic mix of fake news, virtue signaling, and self-important sanctimony. This is good prose from John Nolte. Overall, on Monday, Fox averaged 2.8 million primetime viewers to CNN's laughable 882,000. In total day viewers, Fox averaged 1.8 million, CNN a pathetic 595,000. Better than three times. On the credibility front, CNN is over, a spent shell of hate and deception. On the ratings front, CNN has been in real trouble for years, but with their Russia collusion hoax fully exposed, these numbers are now a full-blown catastrophe. The only thing keeping CNN alive right now is a rigged system that forces 89 million Americans to pay for a cable channel they don't watch. Think about that. Let that sink in for a moment. I haven't thought about that enough, folks. You know, if you're a cable subscriber right now, your cable company is pretty much deciding what's going to be in their offering. So, for instance, when I chose my cable package, I had to make sure that Fox was going to be available because it's the only thing I wanted. First, I asked them, I said, is there a way I can subscribe to just Fox and nothing else? They said, no, you can't do that. You have to take one of our packages. I said, well, okay, what package, what's your minimum package that has Fox in it? And unfortunately, that wasn't, now this is important, that wasn't their basic package. Their basic and least expensive package included CNN, but did not include Fox. What? CNN is included, but the more popular Fox is not? That doesn't sound right. So John Nolte makes the point that many people are forced, like people who can't afford much in the way of cable, they go for the basic. They look at the different packages, and there's one that's $20 cheaper, basic. They go with that. They don't get Fox. They don't see Fox. They can't even get it. And they're not hip to what's going on, so they don't know they're being shortchanged, deprived. So they ended up watching CNN. But if Fox were there, if Fox were on their cable package, and they saw just a couple nights of Laura Ingraham or Jeanine Pirro or Mark Levin or Sean Hannity or Tucker Carlson, oh man, they'd stick like glue to Fox the way the rest of us have. So let me read that again. The only thing keeping CNN alive right now is a rigged system that forces 89 million Americans to pay for a cable channel they don't watch. Now, what John Nolte's talking about there also includes the fact that, yes, some people aren't even seeing, they can't see Fox, but he's also making the point here that a guy like me, I'm paying for CNN because when I pay for my package of cable, my cable deliverer, which is Mid-Continent here in North Dakota, Mid-Continent pays, you know, like a fee. They pay a licensing fee to CNN, to all of the channels that are in their package. They get paid, whether we watch those or not. So what would be nice, what thought comes to mind? Let's see if we can't pressure that payments should match viewers. If people aren't watching something, they shouldn't have to pay for it. Anyway, that's a thought. Good article. Tucker Carlson beats the whole darn lot of CNN. I love it. Here's another great story. The great stories come faster than you can report them. Now remember, talk about turning points. The Mueller Russian collusion hoax has now come undone. So that's over. You can stick a fork in that one. Now what do we get? Now if we patriots beat the drums clearly and loudly, we start to look at Hillary. We start to look at Loretta Lynch. We start to look at the real Russia collusion. Uranium One, $145 million put into the Clinton Foundation, the Bill Hillary and Chelsea Clinton Foundation, the total scam. Why did the Russians put $145 million into that foundation? Come on! It was pay for play. Hillary gave them 20% of our uranium at discount prices. Nobody should be selling our uranium to a rival nuclear power at discount prices. Hillary Clinton should be so in jail. She should be in jail for life. And her husband and daughter should be in there with her because they are fellow directors of the Clinton Foundation, the super scam. Chelsea can't use the excuse that she's like a teeny bopper anymore. How old is she? 30-something? She's an experienced scam artist. True to the Clinton tradition. She's just like mom and pop. We'll be right back. We're going to read about John Podesta in a moment.
Make a Ford and a Chevy. It'll still last 10 years like the show. Cause the best of the free life is still yet to come. And the good times ain't over for good.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Why don't we liberate these United States? We're the ones who need it worse. Let the rest of the world help us for change, and let's rebuild America first. Our highways and bridges are falling apart. Who's blessed and who has been cursed? There's things to be done all over the world, but let's rebuild America first.
Hey, we're back, folks. Let's rebuild America first. And Chelsea Clinton hasn't been working on rebuilding America, I'll tell you that. She's been sure working on building her bank account. Her estimated net worth is $15 million. How did she make $15 million? And she's 39 years old now. She's not a kid. 39 years old. Has a couple kids with Mark Mishvinsky. She was married to him in an interfaith marriage. She's Methodist. He's Jewish. And Mishvinsky's dad was a Mishvinsky, and his mother was Margolis. Both of them were Congress critters, Congress persons. $15 million, and since 2011, she's been a member of the board of directors of the Clinton Scam Foundation. She should be held legally accountable for the fact that $145 million Russian dollars. I mean, What do you say to yourself? You know, you're sitting there as a director, you know, you see the books as a director. So you're Chelsea Clinton and you see that various Russian entities have given $145 million in a short period of time. For what? They want to help out the Clinton Foundation, distribute whatever they distribute in Haiti? I don't think so. I don't think so. It's a pay-for-play with Hillary, you know, pulling the levers and Chelsea going along with it and Bill Baby. That's one of the greatest scams today, is that the Clinton Foundation, people find this hard to believe. There's never been a normal audit of the Clinton Foundation, the Bill, Hillary, and Chelsea Clinton, and that's the name of it. It's never been audited. What? And the reason they've gotten away with that is that by claiming to be a nonprofit and a charity, they've managed to avoid scrutiny, and also because of Hillary's clout. But let's hope now that the screw has turned. Let's hope the corner has been turned. And now we'll get some examination of the Hillary Bill criminal network. And here's a member of it, John Podesta. Let's look at the story on John Podesta. New stink bomb comes out of there. The Clintons. Her 2016 campaign manager, John Podesta, ran another scam involving lots of millions of dollars. Obvious pay-for-play money for Mr. Podesta. Bob Mueller's not interested in this, of course. Neither is Jerry Nadler or Shifty Adam Schiff. Hillary Clinton's 2016 campaign manager, John Podesta, played a central role in a Russian collusion scandal that has not yet been investigated. Podesta, the former chief of staff to President Bill Clinton, Podesta's, you know, into his eyeballs with the Clintons, served on the board of Juul, J-O-U-L-E, Unlimited, a now-defunct alternative energy company from January 2011 to January 2014. He resigned from the company's board to accept a powerful job of counselor to President Barack Obama. During Podesta's tenure on the board of Juul Unlimited, a significant investment in the company by a firm owned by the Russian government escaped review and scrutiny by the Committee on Foreign Investment in the United States. That's CFIUS, C-F-I-U-S. These are the people with Bob Mueller on the CFIUS board and Hillary Clinton on the CFIUS board that green-lighted the sale of 20% of our uranium to the Russian government. In the case of John Podesta, he got away with it without even being reviewed by CFIUS. In September 2011, 8 months after Podesta joined the board of Juul Unlimited, Rosnano, a venture capital fund wholly owned by the Russian government, announced it was investing 1 billion Russian rubles, 35 million U.S. dollars, in the company, which accounted for 46% of the 75 million invested in it up to that time from its launch in 2007. Curiously, the CFIUS, let's read it again, the Committee on Foreign Investment in the United States, failed to review the transaction, despite statutory and administrative guidelines that any such transaction in which a foreign country obtained more than a 10% interest in an American company was reviewable.
Then came the day at the bottom of the mine when a timber cracked and men started crying.
We'll be right back, folks.
Were praying and hearts beat fast, and everybody thought that they'd breathed their last, except John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John. Big John.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We're back, folks. Hey, we're back. Find a few more news stories here, but meanwhile, let's go to one of our most esteemed callers, the man who named Donald Trump the first real American president. Hi, John, in Missouri.
Hi there, James. Hey, you were talking about that Clinton Foundation. Whatever became of that? They had like $350 million in there at one time.
I think they're running scared. I would guess that they're probably what do they say, lying low? You know, they're in the tall grass.
I mean, did they abscond with the money and just it's over with, or do you know?
Well, no one knows because, and what I mentioned, it's never been audited. I mean, this is hard to believe. You think, wait a minute, you know. You're right. The foundation has hundreds of millions of dollars. I believe actually billions. Have gone through the foundation, and here I'll look it up here in a moment. It's never been audited. They have submitted fake audits. You know, they've done, sort of like a bookkeeping summary, but not an independent audit according to any of the audit standards of auditing, corporate auditing. So the Let's just go look here. Let's go look at the status of the Clinton Foundation. Let's look it up here. I believe it's still running, but they I think they're running in more ways than one. Let's see here. It's purpose is humanitarian. Yeah, my ass. Located in New York City. That's where Hillary lives with Mark Mizvinsky. The president has been Bill Clinton from 2001 to the present. Hillary Clinton was the president from 2013 to 2015. Chelsea, no, sorry, not president. Key people, Bill, till the present. Chelsea Clinton from 2011 to the present. Donna Shalala, Eric Braverman, Ira Magaziner, Doug Band. The revenue, wow, get this, in 2015, and why are they using 2015? Probably because there's been no reporting since then. $223 million was the revenue. In 2015, they had 2,000 employees. Their website is clintonfoundation.org. And it is now called the Clinton Foundation. That's the official name. So, yeah, it's still running. And it's talking about big dollars. But, you know, it's hard to believe. It's never been audited. So what is their money actually spent on? No one actually knows outside of the foundation itself. And so that's a...
Yeah, that part of it is Chelsea's salary. I saw on the internet she was worth $35 million. I mean, I don't believe everything on the internet, but...
Well, there, see, the scam.
I wondered, what did that girl do to make $35 million other than.
Yeah, or what did Bill, or Hillary do? So they're also both very rich. And the Hillary's famous for that stock investment she made in Little Rock, Arkansas, where she invested $100,000 and made some multiple, many millions of dollars.
Yeah, in cattle.
Cattle futures, yeah. Hillary Clinton, Yale Law School graduate. Yeah, cattle futures, right, my ass. Who knows how to do cattle futures?
Well, only if you invest only in the right cows, you'll do fine.
Yeah, come on.
I got cows here on the property, and I've not made my first $100,000.
Yeah, but I mean, you know,
hey,
come
Jane.
On. Yeah.
One time when I was out truck driving, I heard a radio guy that claimed that Janet Reno was really Chelsea's father.
Well, okay, now you get into that, and that's an interesting subject, because I guess that's a funny one. I just got it. But there is, you know, if you look at Chelsea's picture, and, you know, this is, I mean, okay, you know, well, is this, you know, she didn't do it, so she's not guilty of anything. But if you look at Chelsea's picture side by side with a picture of Webb Hubble, and Webb Hubble was very close to Hillary at the time of Chelsea's birth and before, and very close to Hillary. And you look at the picture of Webb Hubble and Chelsea Clinton, and then try to compare Bill Clinton's picture, and man, that's what everybody says. Webb Hubble's the dad, not Bill Clinton.
Well, he's a brave man. That's all I can say.
Yeah. Well. So anyway. Yeah. The Clintons. You know. I mean, they're criminals. They've always been criminals. They. You know. And there's the. It's a crime network. The Clintons, and they've gotten away with it. Yeah. So
they've done real well at it.
Yeah. And so here's but they're still going. They're still at it. So this is a prime time to investigate. And as they say, John Podesta, a $35 million scam that he was running. And this is with plenty of money from Russians. Donald Trump's never had anything. He's never received any funds from Russians. And in psychology and psychiatry, one of the terms used is projection. And projection is the attribution to others of your own crimes and sins and defects. And this is what psychotic, neurotic, mentally ill people do. People that steal, you know, accuse you of stealing. The liars accuse you of lying. And so this is the way politics is run in America. The demon rats accuse the Republicans of all of their actual sins. The Democrats have, in fact, colluded with Russia in a treasonous way against the interests of the United States. And so what is their sick approach? It's accuse a man who has nothing to do with, no connection to such things, Donald Trump, accuse him. And that's what the Mueller investigation was. It was both an effort to destroy Trump by false accusation. It was also a cover-up to prevent the investigation of the actual Russian colluders, the Clintons, the Loretta Lynches, Barack Obama. The FISA applications, the fraudulent FISA applications, where does this all go back? When Clinton was meeting on the tarmac with Loretta Lynch, who was Loretta Lynch's only boss as Attorney General? There's only one person who gives her orders and to whom she reports.
Mr. Obama.
Mr. Obama. Why has he been left out of this? Mr. Obama, there's no discussion of Obama by the lamestream media. Obama is dirty as hell in this whole thing. And I love that text between the lovebirds, Lisa Page and Peter Strzok, where one of them says to the other, the president, POTUS, wants to know everything we're doing. Whoa. Let's get Page and Strzok under oath to explain what does that text message mean? POTUS wants us to tell him everything we're doing. Whoa.
I think the reason they don't go after him, the way I understand it, is it'll make our country look pretty little to go after the previous president. I personally think he was a criminal and he should be going after, but that's just me.
I think another explanation is this. A reason that Republicans don't go after criminal Democrats is because we have the nice guy disease, the nice guy syndrome, where it's not nice. It's not nice to treat people as if you're in a war with them. It's not nice to fight like your life depends on it. So Republicans lose constantly because the Republicans are constantly bringing a knife to a gunfight. Republicans play by different rules, and they accept that fact, and they lose over and over and over again. And by the way, let me just add that perspective, folks, on the Trump phenomenon from Kelso here. Are we winning or losing? We're losing. What? What did you just say, Mr. Optimistic Kelso? Yeah, we're losing. We are losing. Now, what Donald Trump represents is the brightest glimmer of hope that we've ever had in our lifetimes. Donald Trump is something that went right, was going the right direction, that offers us some hope. But does the election of Donald Trump and the beauty of what Trump has done, does that mean we're now winning? No. No, we're not. And I don't mean to bum people out, but you know, if you think that America 100 years from now, you know, if your life depend, if you had to make a bet, will America 100 years from now be a better place than it is now? Will it be a more, and my standard there is how European is it going to be? I don't think that's a winning bet. Because
I don't think it's going to take 100 years.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I mean, yeah. Why did I pick such an outrageous number? Because it's not going to take 20 or 30 or 40 years, folks. The border
is out
of
control. Pendulum always swings, James. Pretty soon there's going to be another Democrat in there, and the way they talk these days, that's just frightening. That ain't even the country we were raised in.
Well, let me go to my two-part victory on Trump. One of the reasons I remain optimistic as I am. Trump has two victories. Number one, he won the presidency. Impossible task, he did it. And it's limited. What he can do from that position is limited. Second victory, he created a movement, a movement of, you know, Trump supporters. Look at a Trump rally. Rather than have me try to describe them to you demographically, okay, genetically, You do it yourself, folks out there in the audience. Bring up any picture of any Trump crowd and stare at it for 10 minutes. Stare at all the faces in the crowd, a picture, you know, with thousands of faces in it. And then you tell me, what do you see? What's in that crowd? Who has Trump mobilized? White people, European people. These are the people he's mobilized. Now, there's some great non-white people in the Trump movement, but Donald Trump has mobilized us. He's mobilized us to defend ourselves. That's his second great accomplishment. And even if we are not going to prevail politically, if America is not going to, in fact, recover from the damage that's been done to it, our movement will survive thanks to Trump. We are going to have a movement. In some places, we are going to survive politically and demographically. You know, and I always mention Hungary and Poland and, you know, nations like that, where the tipping point has not been reached. Their ship of status, their demographic ship is not sinking. But we may have gone past a tipping point where, you know, the center of gravity is, you know, Mother Nature, laws of physics are working against us. And this swarm of people, non-Europeans coming in, and then once they're here, reproducing like crazy. If you run that out, you know, game, set, match, the non-Europeans will prevail. So now, can we in fact win politically? Can Trump be the guy who got us set up to a win? Yes, it can happen. It can happen. He has given us a chance. He has given us hope. But I'm not so naive as to think, well, the fact that Trump won means, hey, you know, we got it made in the shade. No, we don't. And then you look at each nation. I wish somebody actually did that. Nobody's actually done that. It'd be a wonderful website. Any of you geniuses out there that want to set this up, I don't have time. A website that gives a score to every nation, every European nation on earth, as to how it's doing at staying European. And some are doing well. Some are doing very poorly. You know, France is going down the hell hole. Germany is going down the hole. Britain is going down. America is going down. Canada is going down. So each nation should be given a score, either a numerical score, a percentage score, some kind of a score, so they're all ranked and rated. How well are you doing, Mr. and Mrs. European, in each of these European nations? How are you? Well, are you doing at preserving your nation so that it might? What is your question? What is the standard? 100 years, 50 years, 20 years from now, how European will your nation still be? And I saw one idiot, I think he was on Fox, actually, one idiot who said America is the only nation, or what do you say, the only nation that's not based on, he meant race, but the only nation that's not based on ethnic identity. He was making the point, I mean, what is China? And he was proud of the fact America is based on an idea, he said. And then if you were to press him, the idea would be freedom, you know, Bill of Rights, constitutional republic, free enterprise, you know, individualism, and so on. A whole list of things. Baloney! Baloney! America is not a nation that was set up on the basis of ideas. It was set up by a people. We're just as much a people as the Chinese are, or the Nigerians. And it's true. In the rest of the world, in China, you've got to be Chinese. You have to be Chinese. There's no non-Chinese thing happening in China, unless, well, you aren't Chinese, and you're being destroyed. If you're a Tibetan, your culture and your life is being destroyed. And other minority groups in China being destroyed. In a more noble nation, Japan, you've got to be Japanese. You don't have a snowball's chance of hell of becoming a Japanese citizen if you're not really Japanese. And that's the way the world has been forever. And so the idea of these idiots, these thumbsuckers, who come up with the idea that America has a future as an ideational nation, a place based on principles, and that it'll just be kumbaya, wonderful. We'll just bring everybody into the world, and we'll train them all to be Americans. And they'll all just get along, and they'll all just this will be so groovy. Because we'll just train people to understand, you know, constitutions and freedom and individualism. No, we'll all just get along. We'll all just be in a giant group hug. So sad. Not going to happen.
James, I'll see you later. I'll talk to you another time. Thank
you. Get back to them cows, John.
Thank you.
All right. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Big John. Big John.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6 foot six and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big Bad Donald John Trump, that is. Hey, you know, I'm looking at the Trump Twitter account here. Thank you, John, for calling in. If anybody wants to call in our last segment here, you're welcome to get in a couple words. I'm looking at Donald Trump's Twitter account, and look how they do this. Look how the social media run us around like sheep. You know, you've seen this also on your, when you look at the Twitter page. It says, you may also like, you, meaning you, may also like. So if you're on the Trump account, here's who they say you might also like, with a link and a smiling face to Barack Obama. Oh, really? Or how about, if that doesn't appeal to you, how about Hillary Clinton? Or the other choice offered for me, in other words, if I like President Trump, they don't refer me to, well, you might like Fox, or you might like Breitbart, or you might like Republic Broadcasting. No. CNN, yes. So the geniuses, supposedly honest system of computer algorithms, infers that my liking Donald Trump means I probably would also like Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, and CNN. That's out of five. They list, the fifth one they list is the White House. So, you know, that's a throwaway. But I mean, that's, come on, folks. Don't tell me that's not manipulated. Don't tell me that some, I like this word that somebody just revived, chuckleheads, that some chuckleheads at Twitter haven't tweaked the algorithm so that no matter what you like, they come back with, you may also like Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, or CNN. Come on, how stupid do they think we are? Why doesn't it say you may also like Numbers USA, or, you know, one of something conservative? So this is how they do it. I mean, that's right in your face right there. But in other words, your returns on these social media websites are being cooked. They're being skewed. And it's, what is the fellow, his name is Epstein, I forget his first name, Robert Epstein. He's a scientist, a researcher, an academic, and he has researched this question of how bad is this problem? He's done the most to identify it. And he says, the power of Google and the social media is so great that they have the power to change the results of an American election by 12 million votes. He's not just blowing smoke. This is based on his scientific research into the matter. So we'll stay tuned. That's a continuing story here. They call it Masters of the Universe at Breitbart. Hey, thank you so much for joining us, folks. We'll resume tomorrow night right here at the Trump Phenomenon. So long.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Mm-hmm. This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.